we think that we don't have time. And this is one of the biggest excuses. Oh, I didn't have the time to actually execute this. You make time for things that are important to you. So before you recommit, actually think about it. Is this actually important to me? Because if it's important, you're gonna make it happen. The Fearless and Successful Podcast is hosted by your hype girl Dee, and it's designed for change makers just like you. As an activator of human potential and freedom architect, I have one mission with this podcast: to show you that you can be, do, and have anything you desire. I love all things money, mindset, and manifestation. I am so excited to share my personal hacks to help you activate your infinite potential. And I also will be sharing fearless stories from leaders around the world who designed life and business on their own terms. Remember, if we can do it, so can you. Fearless soul, if you're ready to dream big and make impact, let's get this party started. What is up, my fearless tribe? Welcome. Welcome back to another solo episode. This one is high vibe, you guys, because I'm going to kick your butt. And this is only because I love you so much. And I know that you have so much to give to this world, but yet you are procrastinating on the things that are important. You're procrastinating on your dreams. And I want to make sure that you know that first, you're so valuable. Your gifts are so valuable and so needed to this world. And second, I want to give you a perspective on what happens when we are actually self-sabotaging. If this is your first time, hello and welcome. I'm so grateful that you took the time and you're investing your energy and effort into listening to Fearless and Successful Podcast with Dee. I'm your hype girl and your coach, Dee. And I have one mission with this podcast, and that is to help you and guide you and support you to be, do, and have whatever you desire. So let's get this party started. We all know, or I'm not going to address to people, we know when we are self-sabotaging. We know when we are actually procrastinating on things that need to be done. We know that. And yet we are still doing it. We're avoiding the thing, we are postponing the thing. And I want to address you who know that, because when you don't know, you don't know. And this is a little bit harder cookie to crack, because if you don't know, you have to work with your subconscious. And if you are someone who feels, I tried everything and I'm still not getting the success that I want, Maybe it's time to think deeper into your subconscious and really realize that there are some limiting beliefs that you're not aware of. That's the thing with limiting beliefs. We are not, if we would be aware of, we would probably some kind of do some steps to address them. Okay. So, if that is you and you are like, oh, but I tried everything and I'm still not getting the success that I want, part of me wants to say, let's get on a call and explore what is possible for you and what are the blocks. And part of me is committed to working with people who already are there, where they are already conscious enough to know what are the blocks, so we can accelerate their journey to success. But I'm also feeling, yeah, you know, if you don't know, how will you know? If not, you know, being supported or not getting the help that you need. So I'm going to leave this open out there. If you feel called to book a call, I'm going to put the link in the show notes. And this is only for you who are really committed to actually, I only have few of these free breakthrough sessions per month. And I really want to make sure that if you're committed to even to have this free call with me, you don't need to commit to anything else but this. But if you're 100% committed to actually see beyond what is seen right now, yeah, let's chat. Anyways, this is actually a podcast episode addressing people, you souls, who already know that you're self-sabotaging, right? Because this is going to be fun and this is going to be very tangible for you. And you are someone who is avoiding the thing. You say, I'm going to do it, but you don't. And then you avoid and you postpone. And you are essentially not keeping promise to yourself. What happens when we don't keep promise to ourselves? Yeah, you guessed it. We betray ourselves. And we don't think about it because this is very, very deep. We are going deeper into this. Because sometimes we think, oh, I'm just going to postpone it. Nothing wrong. You know, I'm going to do it tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. Not a big deal. Sunshine, it actually is a big deal because you are betraying yourself. We got so hung up when someone betrays us and someone abandoned us and someone breaks our trust. But that's actually a direct reflection of how you are treating yourself. Oh, that hurts. Ouch. No, you got me. Yeah, that's what it is. If you are attracting relationships that are keep promising something, but they don't deliver on the promise, take a deep look inside yourself and assess. First, you know, awareness is key. Where are you not keeping your promises to yourself? This can be simple as, oh, I'm going to start this. You know, we are in month of February. So this is 1st of February when you're listening to this. And it feels like, oh, yeah, but I did commit this year to actually start working out or start journaling or start eating better or even small thing like I'm going to drink two cups of water. It's not even a big deal, but you didn't. You didn't. And that is okay. I'm not judging you. This is such a tough love. I just want to bring an awareness. Where are you self-sabotaging? Where are you actually playing small? And how we can address this? Because awareness is key. It's a step to change. So when you are not keeping promise to yourself, you are breaking the trust with yourself. And what happens, you lose the belief in yourself. What happens when you lose the belief in yourself? Eventually, you don't move forward and you get stuck. Because the only person, I can believe in you and I do believe in you and I know that you have so much to offer. I know that. I know. I'm such a geek when it comes to human potential. I know that we all have so many gifts and that unique gifts that we can give to this world. But yet, there are so many of us that are not doing that. We are postponing on delivering the gifts. because we lost belief in ourselves. And it's a, you know, it's a hamster wheel. It's a circle. And good thing is that you get to break this circle right now, right here. Okay? So I want you to really just reflect on a past week, you know, or past month. Maybe because, you know, if you're listening this in February, I want you to actually pause and make time. Commit to yourself. Commit to yourself. Recommit to your goals. Recommit to yourself. Recommit to your mission. Recommit to your purpose. Recommit to the best version of yourself. Excuse me. And when you do that, you will simply open a notebook and just reflect. Reflect. I know it's an ugly look, inside view, perspective, to actually dive deep into where have I been failing myself? Where have I been betraying myself? Where have I broken the trust with myself? So take a look in January. What were the things that you said you're going to do, but you didn't? All the small things that you said you're going to do and you didn't. And that are small pieces of you breaking promises. And then when you know, you can actually do something with it. So when you know where you have been neglecting your promises, I want you to recommit. Yeah, and there can be things that no longer are in alignment with where you are right now. I just want you to think, okay, so this is still relevant. This is still something that I want to do. And recommit. Recommit. This is how you're going to slowly, slowly, slowly build trust. It's the same with another person. It doesn't happen overnight. The thing with ourselves is that we never actually look in a mirror. We are so easy to judge others, to blame others. We never look into the mirror and say, hey, you actually did this. Taking radical responsibility is self-awareness. And self-awareness is so beautiful, sometimes ugly, but it is a way to expand, you know? Way to be a better person. It's growth. It's expansion. Self-awareness is key to unlock the things that are holding you back from your next level. So once you recommitted, okay, these are still things that are relevant. The third step is to actually write down, when are you gonna do it, and freaking do it. Is there a call that you need to make? Why not now? What are the things that you have that you have a capacity to execute right now? If they're important, you're going to make time. Because here's the thing with time. Yeah, I know I'm going a little sideways, but this is so... Stay with me. Stay with me. I'm going to get to the point. We think that we don't have time. And this is one of the biggest excuses. Oh, I didn't have the time to actually execute this. You make time for things that are important to you. So before you recommit, actually think about it. Is this actually important to me? Because if it's important, you're going to make it happen. And then make it happen as soon as possible. When you make it happen, when you chick, you instill the belief in yourself. And there is no better feeling. It doesn't matter if Coach D believes in you. It doesn't matter if your mom believes in you. It doesn't matter if your partner believes in you. The only thing, the only thing that is important is you believing in yourself, and the only person that is blocking you to your next level is you, boo. So recommit to you. And if you feel like going to step number four, which is actually the kind of anchoring the belief. I love that. Ooh, this is so good. Step number four would be celebrating even the smallest, tiniest thing that you actually recommitted. I know this sounds so plain, right? But this is so important, you guys. This is so, so important. So one, reflect back on a month, on a week, and check what are the things that you said you're going to do, but you didn't. Step two, evaluate if this is still important, if this is still relevant, and recommit. Three, designate the time when you're going to execute. And four, celebrate when you did it. Oh my goodness. Four steps to stop self-sabotaging. We just did it on the fly. And I hope this really, really serves you. And this gives you a boost of confidence that, hey, it's enough. Enough is enough. I actually can't stop. I can stop self-sabotaging with these four steps. I can start believing in myself. And sometimes we don't really realize what's going on in our subconscious, but that's the programming. You stop believing in yourself somehow along the way when you stopped being committed to the things that you said you're going to do. So it's time to believe in yourself. It's time to commit to yourself. It's time to freaking own it. Okay, you guys, if this resonated with you and you're ready to commit, here's a little caveat. Screenshot this episode, tag me on Instagram, and let me know that you are in. Let me know that you're committed, and let's get this party started. Okay. You can be, do, and have whatever you desire on your terms. It's your time to shine. I love you. Ciao. My fearless soul, thank you so much for tuning in and taking the time to listen to this episode. I appreciate you, and I am so excited to hear from you. If you haven't yet, please go to kite.link/insider and leave a review. Extra points if you screenshot this episode and post it on your IG stories and tag me at Diana Lugoli and tell me what's your big takeaway. With that being said, I'm sending you a daily dose of D. I love you, and I'm so, so grateful for you. Till infinity. Mwah.